about, Evan? Talk about paddles?
Yeah, paddles. What's the? Are these the new ones then?
These are some of the new. I mean, this is the new C4 design that has the dihedral in it. And it's really important that this dihedral is in there. There's a lot of
blades.
You mean
that ridge thing, right?
Yeah, we call this a dihedral. And, you know, the paddle is really a tool. It's no different than picking the right fin for your board or the right kite for your kiteboard. I mean, it's really another tool in the box. And a lot of people just think that what we're going to do is just grab any paddle. Well, you know, if you get the right tool in the chest, it makes the job a lot easier. So, what we've done is we've designed a blade that is unlike any others out there. And what you're looking for is you're looking for a blade because your fulcrum point is so much higher on a blade than on a shaft than in an outrigger paddling. Of course, all my experience in outrigger paddling, you're holding right next to the blade. Uh-huh. So your control over the blade through the water is much easier. But now you take and you turn that fulcrum point into 48 inches away. You don't have as much control over what that blade is doing, and it's real easy to let it wander. And that's where the rail banging comes in. Okay, it's mm-hmm. real prevalent in beginners, and a lot of it has to do with getting inexpensive paddles. And so, what you want to do is the way this paddle works, it actually acts as a keel through the water. It's a patented keel that actually helps steer the blade straight through the water and makes it run through the water efficiently. There's a lot of curves going on in these things. And these weren't just put in here for the heck of it. I mean, there's a lot of time and a lot of design that Brian and Dave and I worked on with these paddles. And that's
this
what
one
makes
is
them.
Fiberglass, right?
This one's all fiberglass. But it's the same as the all carbons.
And what's the difference between fiberglass and carbon then?
Just weight.
Oh yeah?
Just weight.
Are they the same strength?
They're pretty much the same strength. It's just a weight issue. And an expense issue. But this, I've been really happy with this new fiberglass paddle. It's really beautiful. The shape is very efficient. The other thing is we have an elliptical top to it. So as you know, when you're surfing, a lot of people drag the paddle for making your turns. That's how we initiate our turn. Again, this is a real important tool to use, not only for catching the waves, but for surfing the wave. So by having an elliptical top on it, it helps the blade skim across the water when you're using it like a ski pole to make your turns. So that's a real important thing. The other thing that we've done is we've gotten rid of the hook in the end. What happens to the hook is when you start dragging...
You mean that scoop thing?
The scoop,
like a scoop,
yeah. Is it works great and it gets you a nice catch, but when you're starting to use this paddle as a tool to drag it through the water, those are little things that can catch on the water and hook the paddle over. So again, it's all about efficiency. It's all about the tool. This is a tool that's made for stand-up paddling. This is a paddle that has been, time and thought has been put into it for this sport.
What's up with the wood shaft?
This is a hybrid. This is a hybrid paddle that we make. It's either comes in fiberglass or carbon blade with a hybrid wood shaft. It's real effective. It's not really, we didn't really design this for the really big guys, but it's more for the guys that want that aesthetic feel of wood. You can't really hammer on these as hard as you would on the carbons. The wood is just not as forgiving. The other thing is too that you can make wood shafts, or there are wood paddles that come out that are plenty strong, but you end up with such a big, strong, heavy shaft that it's kind of defeats the purpose. And at the end of the day, I look at the carbon is great, and the carbon is wonderful, and the wood is great, but you know, we stopped rubbing sticks together to make fire a long time ago too. So, you know, I really believe you want to get the best stuff, lightest weight, best materials out there for the tool that you're trying to do.
So that would be carbon then?
Carbon. All carbon.
So what's the difference in the diameter? Because remember I was on that 9-inch diameter one,
yeah,
and then the 8.5-inch one is easier?
There's different schools on the diameter of a paddle. This is 8.5, there's 9s, there's 9.5, there's a lot of different ones. But what happens is, because it's all about efficiency through the water, it's not about how much power you can pull, it's how efficient you can be through the water. So this blade design is very efficient. It may be small, but it efficiently pushes the water down to lift the board up. And what you're trying to do is, the board is a planing surface, so it's almost like you're trying to spin a ball on your hand. Once you get it up planing, you want to just lick the water and tap it to keep it the board planing. The minute you use a big blade, what I find is if you're not strong enough to pull a big blade, you end up throwing your body into the power to move forward. And when you throw your body into it like that, what do? You compress the hull, you compress the board, which is going to compress the rocker and slow you down. So the key is to have the right size blade, women especially. It's really important if you're not strong enough to pull a certain size blade. It's important that you keep it light and on the top, because if you start compressing it, you're going to slow the board down. What you're trying to do is have it plane across the water, and that happens by keeping your body stable. So remember, if you get a big blade, you got to be able to pull a whole blade through the water. A lot of times I see these people buying these big, long, giant blades because they think it's going to make them faster or anything. And if you look at it, they're only putting this much of the blade in the water. That doesn't do anything. You have a whole another half of the blade. So again, you're being inefficient. The other thing that's important is, remember, you want to get the power as down deep as you possibly can. The first 5 inches under the water does not carry any power as much as it is under that 5 inches. So there, you design a blade that has a steering mechanism on the first 5 inches to steer it straight, but yet all your power is down low where the good water is. I mean, think of a power boat. You don't see power boats with their blades half out of the water. They're all the way depth underwater. They have to be a certain depth in the water. Same holds true with the paddle. Okay, so blade size is super important. It's all about efficiency. Don't be buying these big giant blades and only put them that much in the water. You're not doing yourself any justice.
So you always want the whole blade in the water?
You want to have the whole blade in the water.
At all times?
Well,
so even if you're kind of just cruising or paddling back out or whatever?
Well, then, you can put half the blade in the water. But again, if you're looking for the most efficient stroke, it happens right here. Full blade in the water. So if you're pushing too big of a blade, then you're having to push too hard and you're not efficient. Because what happens if the water level is here and you're pulling through the water, all you're doing is causing cavitation in front of the blade here, and it's not efficient. It's kind of like paddling in white water or driving your car in a muddy day. It's not getting bite. So again, it's about getting good efficient bite in the water, because the blade is, you're going in and you're pretty much, what you're doing is you're pulling yourself past the blade. I mean, think of a car and a tire. The car doesn't spin and then the car just keeps going. The wheel needs to bite, hit the ground, and turn, and the car rolls by the wheel. The same is true with the paddle. It gets in the water, and you're actually, the paddle, think of it as it being stationary in cement, and you're actually pulling yourself by the paddle. So again, it's about efficiency in the water with your blade. It's not about just scratching the surface. The other thing,